Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Now, we all know that animals have emotions, just kind of like, you know, kind of like humans do, whatever. Like, right. You can tell when your, you know, dogs are feeling sad or tired, or when your cat's ticked off at you for going on vacation and leaving them with a dirty litter box for a week, whatever. Mm-hmm. But my dogs are having some sort of like regression issues going on right now. And they're really having like this crazy separation anxiety, more so than ever before. I've talked about them before. My dogs are Miles and Parker, and they are miniature schnauzers. And so they're little dogs, so they're kind of like wound up a little bit anyway. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty high energy and kind of require a lot of exercise. But with me moving to a new place and sort of sharing the time between two homes now, they are totally going back to like puppy behavior. They're like having accidents on the floor. They are like chewing stuff they're not supposed to chew and like completely reversing all of those things we taught them when they were puppies.
Are they doing this in both places?
I don't know. They're definitely doing it in my place. Huh. And so I just don't know what to do about it. I'm just wondering if it's like the stress of being in a new place, or just, you know, or maybe feeling the emotional stress or something like that. But I just don't know what to do about it. I was in PetSmart, like talking to the manager, like, help me, what do I do? And there's all these different, I mean, you could spend thousands of dollars on all kinds of stuff for your dog to help them mellow out, but I just don't know what really works.
You just don't think that that kind of separation or that kind of life-changing event affects dogs the same way it does humans. Like, you told me this the other day, and I'm like, I never even thought that dogs would, you know, like, pick up on it.
Well, yeah. Dogs,
the stress is in a house or whatever.
Dogs are pack animals, so, you know, like, dogs and cats are different, where cats are, like, homebound. So if something's going on in the home, change in the home, the cats will get stressed out. If there's something going on and a change in the pack leader, like you, the human, then they'll get stressed out. So I do think that dogs, their emotions are reflective of yours. Like, if they see you get upset, then they get upset. If they see you not settled or out of place, then they are going to feel the same way.
Well, one of the first times that they were ever in the house alone, in the new place alone, I went out to dinner with my parents, and my brother was in town, and we went out to dinner. And they, I didn't realize this, but they barked so much that my new neighbors actually called the police because they thought something was wrong and someone was like dead inside the house.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they barked for like 3 hours straight. So there was that, you know, getting used to the new place and new noises and new smells and all that kind of stuff. And then they've been having accidents on the floor, and it's like a cement floor or whatever. So it's not like ruining anything, but they're having accidents again. Like, they're puppies. Like, they are like chewing stuff they're not supposed to chew. I don't even know what to do about it.
It certainly has got to be a little confusing because they're going back and forth from old home to new home and then back to old home to new home, and there's not like this new permanent place.
Right.
They're going back and forth, so they got to be a little confused about this.
And one owner to the other owner.
Yeah, right.
Instead of it being together.
Do you think I'm totally screwing them up?
I don't think you're screwing them up. It's an adjustment, though, for them, too, as much as it is for you.
I just wonder what to do about it. Like, the lady at PetSmart was telling me about some sort of plug-in. You know how, like, you can plug in air fresheners and, like, have, you know, air fresheners in your house? Well, there's one, I guess, for dogs that emits some sort of smell, like aromatherapy for them, and some sort of sound that, like, only is a frequency dogs can hear.
calming or something?
Yeah, and it's supposed to help with their separation anxiety and supposed to help sort of chill them out, but humans can't hear it. I don't know. I didn't want to invest the like $60 in it if, unless like I could get some sort of
you can return it
endorsement from somebody else.
I'd try it.
Hey, Terry, that's you're true. On Q100.
Keep the receipt.
They were out of it at the
Hello?
Time.
Hey.
Hey.
My sister's two chihuahuas were going through the same exact thing. She was doing a lot of travel for work, and they're about 3 years old now and went back to the peeing in the house and all that.
Mine are three, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're 3 years old.
Well, they were totally fine, and all of a sudden now they're chewing, pooping, peeing, everything. So she took them to the vet. They put them on a drug called Klonopin. It's actually something used for humans and for panic and anxiety.
Really?
And she used it only for like 2 weeks, and now they're totally fine.
Here's the oh really? So it's just 2 weeks.
Just a 2 weeks.
And
fine.
She used it for 2 weeks. They said she said the vet said to use it once at night, once in the morning. And I mean, they were howling and barking
yeah.
and crying every time she went to bed. Once she got back and doing all this crazy stuff. And now they're totally fine.
So the arrangement probably the thought here is that the arrangement is so new that in 2 weeks. The drug will help them get through this anxiety, and then they'll be able to deal with the change and going back and forth between homes.
Mm-hmm. Now, your stuff in your new place, I assume a bunch of stuff is new. Like, because I think also with dogs, like anytime that you take them in to be boarded or something, you know, they always say, well, bring a shirt or bring something because it also smells. So they're in this place that has all these new smells that they don't know. And so some of the indoor... You know, accidents may be also part of the
marking
the territory, too.
Oh,
because
I hadn't even thought about
that. If everything's new, then they don't recognize any of the smells.
It's just freaking me out. It's
no
like
doubt.
All of a sudden I have puppies again. I'm like, no, I already got through that stage. That is the cutest stage of a dog's life and also the most pain in the behind for the parents. Mm-hmm.
Barry's phone went out, but he was calling up to suggest Benadryl for the dogs.
So we're drugging our dogs now.
Everybody's calling up and say drug the dogs,
Double
even
up, really?
Including vet assistants.
Come on.
Really?
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey.
No, I was going to say, if you don't want to go the drug route, the dog appeasing pheromone, the DAP that they sell at PetSmart and vets also sell, it does work. It helps. It's a pheromone that kind of calms them down and makes them feel more relaxed. They have one for cats, too, and... you know, pills are always an option, like a little doggy anti-anxiety medication, which your vet can do. But if you are wanting a more holistic route,
yeah,
the pheromone does really work.
And so that's the one you plug in the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I got to get that one.
Yeah,
I got to try that.
It's not really smellable by humans either. You can't smell it.
Okay. I got to try that before I put my dogs on drugs. I mean, seriously, like, they're dogs.
The argument used to be that as a society, we're putting our kids on drugs too quickly, you know, when it comes to ADD and
right.
stuff like that. And now it's our dogs, too.
Yeah, the magic
doggy,
pill.
Doggy Ritalin so that they pass the CRCT.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.